Grandpa, is it true that once we ate food at tables on plates? Grandpa, is it true that once there were animals that weren't part other animals? Is it true that once we didn't just take injections given to us by our loving helper government? Is it true that once you could grow something in your yard? A tomato?
No, Sonny, that's not true, and if you talk like that, they're going to arrest you. Who told you these things?
Grandpa, I heard once women breastfed their babies. Once I heard that children could walk. Now we live on these little cots hooked into these computers.
Now, Sonny, that's what Al-Qaeda wants you to believe. And you know, in the year 2047, that Bin Laden's hiding everywhere.
Mike Adams is our guest and joining us via video Skype here, finishing up. This is a big raid. Go over some of the other facets. And they didn't just raid the Devil facility in Plainview, you know, store selling cheese and raw milk and devil eggs. Farm-raised devil eggs, Al-Qaeda eggs, Satan eggs, Hitler eggs. They also raided, thank God, the main terror base where the cows were that aren't having growth hormone in them and things so everybody can grow all these extra cancers. I mean, these are very sick people. Thank God that our strike forces have struck and struck hard. Was Captain America there in part of the raid dealing with these evil people?
Yeah, probably all kinds of crazy superheroes were on the scene working for big government. You know, I got to say, this, you know, raw foods is a favorite of those on the left often, you know, the more progressive and liberal thinkers out there, and they're the ones often calling for big government. Well, I got to say to you people, this is what big government does to you. Big government throws you in prison for trying to be healthy. Big government seizes your cash and turns you into a criminal for raising eggs and growing farm-fresh meat, grass-fed cows. Big government is not the answer here, folks. It is the problem.
Whoa. We know they feed them offal and ground-up dead dogs. You wonder where your dog goes at most vets. It's sold to a dog food manufacturer and then fed back to your dog or fed to cows, mixed in with the offal and the blood meal and the rest of it. You're saying these psychopaths were selling beef from cows that ate grass. What kind of conspiracy? Everybody knows cows don't eat grass. You are a sicko.
Yeah, well, I guess the norm is genetically modified corn to fatten up the cows. That's what most people are eating without even knowing that. But yeah, real beef comes from real cows raised on real grass, real pastures, without hormones and vaccines, and that's what they were selling.
You conspiracy theorist. Everybody knows cows don't eat grass. I tell you, man, you are a fruit. Well, thank God they've stopped you, and you should be arrested as well. So, Mike, what else is now happening? I mean, again, they're trying to keep him in jail. I guess that's what you do with Al-Qaeda?
That's exactly it. They don't want him back in business. Notice they attacked the money, the cash that he had. Notice they're destroying inventory so he can't go back into business even if he makes bail. Now, we don't have the details on the Healthy Family Farms raid. So far, everything we've been talking about is the Rawsome Foods store. But more details are going to come in. We'll share them with you. We have photos being taken right now that are coming our way to document this and let people know this is really happening. We're not inventing this stuff. These thugs are actually conducting SWAT-style raids on wholesome food stores out there.
Well,
they just want to
They're trying to keep us safe. By the way, we have our InfoWars Insider newsletter going out in the next few hours with an exclusive roundtable video discussion with Kurt Nemo and Aaron Dykes and myself, and a detailed report on the Super Congress Council of 13, the latest info on that going out in the next few hours. Go to InfoWars.com, sign up at the top for the free newsletter. I'll be on tomorrow night, 7 p.m., with Gerald Celente via Skype. And, Mike, I just got the idea. If you want to pop by or come on by video Skype as well, we're doing an InfoWars special report tomorrow at 7. But if you can't do it, I understand. We'll know more then. Thank you so much, Mike Adams.
Thank you, Alex. Good to join you.
Absolutely. Great job, crew. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central. Sign up for the free newsletter, InfoWars.com, InfoWars Insider.
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends, listening in the United States and, of course, across the world, fellow lovers of liberty, truth, and justice, all the things that went out of fashion in the last few decades, and so did all of our prosperity. It also went out of fashion when the crooks came in and destroyed our constitutional republic and, of course, overthrew countless other sovereign nations. We're now living in a corporate global government that resembles an arena where the heavily armed corporate non-free market monopoly men mercenaries hack up the unarmed companies and industries and now our liberties and steal the pension funds, public and private. And they have decided to fully commit to absolute global collapse and an absolute assault and attack openly on every sovereign nation on the planet, on every individual liberty, all of it being sold as the solution to the crises that they've orchestrated. That's exactly what's going on. Let me just read you some of the headlines. Then I'm getting into the top story today that we are here to cover. And that, of course, is the fact that we have been proven absolutely accurate and correct about the controlled demolition of the world economy, and that as that controlled demolition took place, anyone that exposes the big six megabanks and their cartel whose fingerprints are all over this. I mean, not just fingerprints. They're on record, the authors of it, openly bragging they would implode the global economy, shut down industrial societies, and then bankrupt people to where they're totally dependent on government and the corporations that control it. Absolute global corporate dictatorship. And exactly what they said they would do, they have done. So I can't even say we predicted all of this. We said, here, they're admitting their battle plan, just like Hitler wrote Mein Kampf in the late 1920s, and he said exactly what he was going to do. And the Germans went along with it, and Germans who didn't like Hitler were still in denial and said, well, it can't be this bad, and Americans were in denial. It was the same thing about the Red Terror, the same thing, the reports coming out of China in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, late 40s, 50s, 60s, about Mao killing the Chinese, say, over 80 million people. And, of course, today we know it was all true and worse. Same thing with Pol Pot killing 30% of his population. Castro killing 300,000, 400,000 political dissidents. People just don't want to believe it. They think they can have magical thinking and deny that tyranny has come to their shores. And now this is a global assault on all that is decent, all that is good. It is a total scientific tyranny. And now I told you at the key juncture, what are the banksters going to do? What are they going to do to their political opposition? Anyone who is informed, who is educated about history, who can see what they're doing, anyone that understands the banks are above the law, anyone that knows the majority of the debt is not owed by the people and is impossible to pay back and must be written off, the $1.5 quadrillion, anyone that says get rid of the private Federal Reserve or the Bank of England, anyone that says look at Al Gore and Lord Rothschild on private jets and trains and yachts calling for carbon taxes and that old people can't have heating in the winter and that you shouldn't be able to take a hot bath because of carbon while they live like lavish pigs, if you criticize them, you are going to be called a terrorist. I told you that right as the collapse accelerated, they would begin to announce that the people that don't like the bankers and the Federal Reserve and the New World Order are racist, are murderers, are killers, are terrorists. And now, if you type Tea Party terrorist in, there are thousands of articles in the last 2 weeks, even before the kickoff of the clearly staged event over in Norway, provocateur bare minimum. And now you see Joe Biden coming out. You see the other Democratic leaders coming out. You see them coming out and saying the Tea Party is terrorist. The New York Times says they're Hezbollah. And it's all over talk radio. It's everywhere. It's in the MIAC reports, the Homeland Security training manuals, the Homeland Security videos. It is on. And they are test marketing what Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London told Barack Obama. He said, minus a catastrophic event like Oklahoma City or a 9/11, you are not going to get your agenda through. And there's similar reports out. Now, coming up, I'm going to remind you, I'm going to play Glenn Beck. Months and months after I warned and even sent Glenn Beck emails, I said, they're getting ready to set you and I up. I said, here are the memos. Here's the different White House advisors. He gives a couple of examples saying that in their internal memos that have been made public, that there's going to be terror attacks and we're going to blame it on these people. Now, they don't say we're going to do it. They are one micron from admitting openly what they're up to. Okay? And Savage, Michael Savage, is smart enough to get this. In the last 2 years, he said, you mark my words, when people wake up to Obama and his approval rating drops, he's going to blow up a Reichstag like Hitler. And I absolutely, absolutely, folks, even though I don't like Glenn Beck because he's done things to me behind the scenes, and, you know, I said on air, Charlie, you're clean. Which means not on drugs, and then they turned it into something that I was in the shower with Charlie Sheen, you know. I mean, really vicious type stuff. Look, Glenn Beck, you've already been run out of Fox because you told too much of the truth, okay? But you better, and so had Michael Savage and everybody else and all you mainline, you know, kind of Republican, mainline conservative types, you better get this through your heads. The system is coming after you because you are the mouthpieces. Even though to a certain extent your establishment and controlled opposition, you are going to be Knight of the Long Knived. And for those that don't know what Knight of the Long Knives was, first thing Hitler did after he blew up the Reichstag, after he'd been in office a few months in February of 1933, was go after first his internal opposition. And then he went after his outside political opposition. So none of you are part of the establishment. Just like they'll take special forces troops, put them in a chamber, tell them it's a drill, nerve gas them, dissect their bodies, tell their wives they died in a helicopter crash. On record, many cases of that. Or say you died of the flu. They will use you and they will come after you. Now, that's the bottom line here. And there's only one other person in talk radio that is somewhat of a loose cannon and somewhat of a real maverick, and that's Michael Savage. Because I happen to know some of the inside baseball at Talk Radio Network and the wars they've had with him and the fact that they let him do what he does, even though it's caused him a lot of issues. What you hear there is not something you're going to hear in the future if this continues. And you're certainly not going to hear people like Alex Jones. Okay? Now, I said I'd get to at least the headlines. But the globalists are carrying out a criminal takeover of this society. And they are going to stage terror attacks and blame it on their opposition. Anybody that talks about the New World Order in a bad light. And there's going to be an attempt here to get people to turn their backs on this information and run from it and not talk about it because of the demonization, just like after Oklahoma City. But it's going to be far worse. And they are going to link up anti-New World Order patriots worldwide with Muslim extremists in these staged events. There'll be other events that aren't directly connected. In fact, I believe the first attacks will be purely right-wing to get folks to shift away from Al-Qaeda, as I've been predicting ad nauseum and has now happened. And then they're going to have joint attacks. And I'm already starting to see that rhetoric. Look, you can get into the enemy's mindset, see what they've done over and over again, their pathology, their psychology, and then you can think like you're them. What would I do if I was totally ruthless? And you think of the very worst, most effective thing you can do, there you have it. Okay, you know what they're going to do. The best generals have not just studied the enemy and studied their own force, but they put themselves into the mind of the enemy. And that's what I do. And I am literally, and I've proven this time and time again, I am looking out of their eyes. Now, I can do that in a general way. I don't know exactly what combo they're going to pull, where they're going to hit, though I've been able to say they're going to probably blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. My prediction 2 months before 9/11, with total precision. Not just that, hey, they're going to stage something and blame it on Bin Laden. You could see that on the news. They were building him up. I knew that they'd hit the World Trade Center before, cooked the bomb, trained the driver, given them the detonators. That's New York Times, CBS News. And only because the Egyptian CIA agent they'd hired, Ahmad Salam, knew that they were setting him up. Because he said, first it wasn't going to be a real bomb. Then it was build a real bomb, but don't give them real detonators. Then it was, we're not going to let them drive the truck out of the garage. And then it's, you're going to let them drive it down there and let it go ahead. He figured it out, recorded them on the phone and in meetings, and did a press conference and released the tapes and handed out copies while he was breathing heavily. Only reason he lived. He figured it out. He was smart. He got it out. He's like, I was there to set up Muslim extremists. This whole thing is a setup. They carried out that bombing. He gave the press conference the day after it happened. And reportedly, he even left his apartment and literally slept in his car till the next day when he did the press conference. That's how you do it. That's how you whistleblow. He would have been deader than a hammer. Or if they would have set him up, oh, here's the guy from Egypt who did it. He's the leader. He's the bomb maker. Okay. Instead, they had to pay him off. What was it? $1.5 million. He got to go back to Egypt. Okay. Here's your settlement for what we did to you. Go. You get $1 million plus instead of going to prison and being the new McVeigh. And that's another thing for people that work in government. Don't think you're taking part in a drill or don't think you're taking part in a sting. They will set you up like Lee Harvey Oswald, who was CIA on record. They will set you up like McVeigh. They will burn you as the patsy. The only thing consistent with these people is they're treacherous as Satan himself. All right, I'm going to give you the incredible financial collapse news, then the frame-up news coming up straight ahead. This is so important.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Watch me! Watch me! Okay.
I got it. Watch me!
So,
I got it. Hey!
This is the type of news we've got up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Former Comptroller General, sudden and very painful economic collapse is coming. That's the former Comptroller General. And I just so happen to have from the Tax Policy Center, the White House's numbers and projections on tax revenues. I'm going to be going over this later in the broadcast. Oh, Obama says overall taxes aren't going to be going up. They project tax revenues to go from $2 trillion $173 billion to $2,627 billion next year, and by 2013, $3 trillion, 2014, $3.3 trillion plus, 2015, $3.583 trillion, and then finally 2016, $3.819 trillion. So they're talking about within 5 years, almost doubling the amount of taxes coming into the government. Does anybody believe that isn't going to take huge tax increases across the board? Kind of like Obama's health care was going to give you a pre-existing coverage and was going to help everybody. Turns out the insurance companies wrote it. By the way, you know, in his speeches he's been giving, he says his number one mission now, and in fact we'll play this later, his number one mission is to get everybody to chip in. The austerity's here, but not for the globalist. No, 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 no. Their profits are all up. All the big megabanks' profits up. General Electric and others offshoring our jobs, accelerating it. Profits are up. It is so much fun to be bankrupting and enslaving the population while you make giant short-term profits, consolidating things. But you're not really thinking short-term. Because there's not going to be any competition left. And they don't care if it's a wrecked society. They'll be in their armored luxury compounds. Their 21st century high-tech green zones. While we, the slaves, live out here under the carbon tax austerity. Look at these news articles I've got here. Europe on the brink of major financial collapse. Guggenheim's CIO. CNBC. Italy under fire. In widening euro crisis, it was always designed to expand into every other country. Well, I mean, we've told you this over and over again. This is a designed receivership. The banks have admitted that. Ireland had a great economy until the month after they signed onto the euro, which was a banking agreement to go under foreign bank ownership, as their head of their central bank told the BBC. He said, yes, it's good to be run by foreign banks. That's a quote. It's like saying it's good to murder children. They just come right out and say it with a straight face. Italy under fire for widening euro debt crisis. Here's another one. And it just continues. U.S. stocks, massive rout spells trouble for Wall Street. Europe on brink of major financial collapse. Another report on that. Debt deal doesn't dispel downgrade fears. We always told you that was going to happen. No, no, it gets worse as you do what they want. And by the way, they reported the numbers in the budget. Huge increases every year going out. Massive increases, but that's corporate welfare increases and banker bailout. You are going to get your Social Security and your pensions and your Medicare and your Medicaid cut. That's what the healthcare law is, where they tell the doctors what to do. You don't get cataract surgery, buy a cane, buy thicker glasses. They've already done it in other countries, so we can follow what they've done in other countries. It's a global standardization to know exactly what's going to be done here. We know exactly. It's like predicting, yeah, I bet next August, in mid-August, it's over 100 degrees in Austin. Wow, not rocket science. Wow, the very same banks did this in all these other countries, and the same people are here, and this is their formula? Here's their memo saying it? I mean, there is no hope because they're in charge. Anything they say is a fix. Their so-called fight, Mitch McConnell saying the Tea Party won with his budget. I mean, that is such a mind game. It just defies reality. It doesn't even fit into reality. Oh, Republicans had a victory with this. Oh, the Super Congress. And then some people out there saying, oh, the Super Congress isn't that bad. It's just a committee. Oh, yeah, that decides the bills. I'm going to get into that later. I mean, it is just amazing that grown adults, most of these Congress people are just idiots. They don't even know what they're doing. Most of the analysts out there don't know what they're talking about. It's so lonely to more and more realize that, quite frankly, I know a lot more than most of these people. I can't believe that. I don't ever thought of myself as that smart. Look at this. Chinese agency downgrades U.S. credit rating again, even lower. China joins Russia in blasting U.S. borrowing after debt ceiling agreement. Why? Because that devalues the dollar worldwide and causes global inflation. Bond market developments are deep concerns, says Barroso. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the federal government is using HARP to create an earthquake along the New Madrid fault line? The invisible magnetic pulses kill birds and fish. They want a major catastrophe so they can call martial law in America. Those working for world government will stop at nothing to accomplish their desire. Get ready, America. You're under attack from within, and very soon will be from without. When we're weakened, they will attack. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Predicted that right when they try to pass the cybersecurity total Pentagon takeover, the entire internet telecommunications infrastructure, it's already in place, but they just want to unveil it, that there would be massive hack attacks against U.S. systems, private and public, / governmental, you know, because now government really isn't the public, is it? It's the secret fiefdom of the mega corporations that are robbing us. State actors seen behind enormous wave of cyber attacks. And gee, earlier in the year when Stuxnet got launched against Iran, I said it'll be a joint project of the U.S. and Israel. It's so sophisticated. I talked to IT experts. They said it had the Microsoft super secret kernel knowledge, meaning it had to be high level industrial out of the West with Microsoft working with them. And now it's been tacitly admitted in the New York Times, Israel and the U.S., along with major corporations, designed the Stuxnet. And I even predicted at the time that it wouldn't just be the U.S. and Israel launching the industrial bug that has to be put directly into the systems. It's not over networks. But that they would use it, that they would use the system that has to be delivered at the point of attack by spies inside, that they would use that as a call to set up cybersecurity, and they did it all. Again, they think you're so dumb, they launch the terror attack on cyberspace, and then they take your rights. They think you're so dumb, they ship tens of thousands of guns to Mexico and get five cops, three Border Patrol killed at least, in the U.S., unbelievable bedlam, and then blame the Second Amendment, and then outside of law, start restricting gun shops without authority. And what did Larry Pratt say here yesterday on the air? And what is everything from the AP, the Huffington Post saying? That the Super Congress does begin the process of setting up a new form of government. And some people out there cannot believe this is happening. And they make excuses for Obama launching wars without congressional approval or carbon taxes without it because they just do this incrementally. Or, oh, the Super Congress isn't that bad. It's another committee. Oh, yeah, that originates the spending and cutting bills, which is the total power of government. And I mean, that's the heart of it. All right, I'm going to get into that coming up. But GOA chief, Super Congress, will lead U.S. to dictatorship. And they can have an up or down vote now. Can't filibuster, can't amend. And then it says if Congress doesn't go along with it, then the automatic cuts go into effect, which then will be decided by the leadership. Oh, so you pass what we want or it just goes into effect. That's not tyranny. You see, and then there's other crazy news. TEPCO says highest radiation yet is detected at Fukushima Daiichi. I saw an MSNBC article yesterday reporting highest radiation ever recorded there, and it had the term in it, pockets of death. I know the Drudge Report had it up. Drudge Report also had our Ron Paul story up last night until this morning, dealing with Ron Paul, very concerned about the Super Congress. And they have Judge Andrew Napolitano clip there breaking down the fact that it looks like it's not constitutional. Man, that's really putting it lightly. But see, we've gotten so used to committees deciding and getting more power unto themselves that now just everybody's getting acclimated. It's starting to come down the wire, and it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And yes, it's an incremental process still, but it's going to move faster and faster. And as you get closer to absolute tyranny, which is the globalist dehumanizing goal, trampling and being trampled upon, the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power, setting up a global system for psychopaths and sadists to enjoy themselves. They are converting the world to their system. Think about it. We've become comfortable with them calmly talking about torturing people and quietly, just pushing the idea at first that the Constitution is outdated. And now Time, Newsweek, hundreds of publications the last few months. Get rid of the Constitution. It's bad. It's old. It caused the problems. Yeah, get rid of it and we'll fix things. When it's the fact that we've gotten rid of it and gotten away from it, that suddenly, like oxygen being sucked out of the room, we're living in a tyranny. I mean, do you see these headlines? Moody's, S&P, total minions, revolving door with the big six megabanks, saying, give us the tens of trillions and we'll fix the economy 3 years ago. And now give us more money in Greece. And then a few months later, give us more. Same thing in Ireland. Give us more. And they turn it around and you're bad. You've got too much government spending. It's the people's fault. And it is the people's fault for being conned, for thinking they were getting a free lunch, for thinking that the poor can have free cell phones because it sounds good. But it's done to position you to control you. So it's bad that we got domesticated on the chicken feed. But we're being now given the guilt that we're in financial ruination because of that when it is a tiny part of the equation. I mean, they say the debt's $14.5 trillion. Real obligations, $190 trillion. Sounds big. Is it anything compared to the $600 trillion that we supposedly have signed on to in America? For the derivatives and the total global $1.5 trillion, and I've got to get the economists and experts back on because that number's a year old. They design it to destroy us. This everything is going according to plan. Like Emperor Palpatine would say, everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it. That is what is happening. Economic scorched earth. Economic blitzkrieg, lightning war, and it's going to get more and 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 more intense. The globalists are moving their command base in the future away from the United States to Europe and China. A lot of political analysts, I'll get more into that later. The point is that we are not in Kansas anymore. Chinese agency downgrades U.S. credit rating. China joins Russia in blasting U.S. borrowing after debt ceiling agreement. And why? Because why did gold surge today? Why did gold surge today to over $1,670? In fact, it was still surging 20 minutes ago. You guys pull me the latest numbers and put it on screen. I've got that graph over here that is just incredible that you guys gave me, just showing it rocketing up. Just absolutely rocketing up right now. Why is that? Gold's not going up. They're signaling that they're going to continue the path of hyperinflation. They're not just going to raise taxes on everybody. They're destroying your purchasing power. They're destroying people on fixed incomes. And the Republicans and Democrats aren't telling you about this. No, they've just formed a bipartisan super Congress that gets to make the decisions into the future on the debt and have introduced this idea like it's no big deal so they can continue this in the future with further, quote, banker takeovers known as banker bailouts. Where is it right now? 1,666.90? Graph I had earlier showed it, I guess, shooting up to the 70 mark, and then I guess it went down a little and has now gone back up a bit. But the point is that this is a precision operation. And government plays on the psychology of making you feel big and powerful and important. Because, you know, most of us individually have trouble balancing our checkbooks. And they say, oh, the government's the same way. They're a bunch of idiots. Well, at the bottom, they want a bunch of morons who don't notice the corruption above them and follow orders. But on top, they know how to shoot, 30 years ago, a cruise missile down your chimney. Now, the people that run our country have taken over the whole world. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. These people 150 years ago said, we want to live longer and we want to learn how to control people. So we're going to discover the building blocks of life. And the eugenicists went and had their cult discover DNA. Every one of the top scientists all openly say they're going to set up world government and reduce population. The head of the Human Genome Project had to resign 3 years ago saying blacks weren't humans. Every one of them. Go research every stinking one of them. You're not let into there unless you are a hardcore globalist. All right. I want to get into the big news here now and then into everything else. And Gerald Celente is coming up at the bottom of the next hour. He's been proven right with his prediction. The collapse has been ongoing. People said, well, we haven't collapsed yet. He's wrong. Folks, we're collapsed and they didn't tell you. It's like waking up and your wife's dead next to you in bed. You get up, go to the bathroom, make coffee, come back in and go, hey, honey, I'll let her sleep. You know, it's Saturday morning and finally at noon you go in to wake her up and she's dead. Just because you didn't know that the stinking economy is in a deep depression and imploding, just because they didn't tell you that your wife's dead in bed next to you, doesn't mean she isn't. Just because nobody knew in 1942 that Hitler had death camps working people to death and folks didn't find out until 45 didn't mean it wasn't going on. I'm sick of the culture of denial. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of their psychological warfare that even works on most libertarians and so-called constitutionalists, how they incrementally train us for it. It doesn't condition me. It makes me angry. I have an allergic reaction to it like poison ivy. It makes me mad. I see it all. And it's just going to get crazier and crazier and crazier by increment. The frog in the pot. Hey, if I'm a frog, you put me in a pot and it's nice cold water, I don't trust you. I don't like the way this pot looks. I don't have to start getting my webbed feet burned before I jump out. I jumped out of the pot a long time ago, and I'm watching my country and the world boiling and the frogs rolling belly up, and I'm being told, oh, Alex, you're a fear monger. Everything's fine. Yeah, they're launching wars without congressional approval. They're doing it all. And if they can get away with that, they can get away with the next thing. Well, we're going to restrict your guns without law. We're going to open the borders up without law. We're going to sign an agreement to use foreign troops outside of law. We're going to give foreign banks unlimited money. Just do whatever we want. They asked Henry Paulson 3 years ago during the banker bailout. They said, Congressman Stern, he said, who gave you the authorization to give yourself $214 million of bailout money to your own account? And he goes, well, Paulson couldn't believe he was asked the question, turned red. I did. He was like, well, the office in the Treasury gave me authorization. And who was the head of that office? I'm the head of the office. He couldn't breathe. I am, don't admit that I'm an absolute criminal out in front of everybody. You're part of the club. We're supposed to play like the emperor's wearing beautiful new clothes. The emperor's parading in his underwear in front of everybody in the middle of town. And finally, a three-year-old steps forward and laughs and says, the emperor is naked, and everybody starts laughing. And finally, I mean, I'm not smart. I'm like a three-year-old, and I'm like, that looks like tyranny. I read a few history books. That it's like if I was in off the coast of San Diego, and I was, out there on a surfboard or something, and I saw a big fin go by, and that was a big gray fin, looked like a great white shark. I'm going to not be pessimistic, and I'm just going to keep swimming around right here. I'm not going to race in on the board as fast as I can. I'm just going to be, I just saw another big fin. Now there's like 100 fins. Dun, 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 dun. And everybody's like, oh, it's fun. Football's on. Everything's great. I'm on the beach going, get in there. Look, that. And they're like, oh, Super Congress isn't that bad. Launching wars isn't that bad. Oh, so the ATF's telling gun shops what to do without law. It's not that big of a deal. Stop fear-mongering, Alex. Yeah, cancer rates have doubled. And yeah, diabetes has doubled in the last 10 years. And yeah, you started reporting a few years ago that almost every water supply has radioactive isotopes added to the sodium fluoride that's mixed in. And now that we've been reporting it, suddenly there's newscasts all over the country saying it's in the aquifers. Yes, the aquifers had it. No, it's in the sodium fluoride they mine out of phosphate deposits in limestone. That's where they mine the stinking uranium as well, the strontium, the radium, the solid form, whatever the radon gas deposits out into. It's all there. And now I got Texas newscast. It turns out everywhere we test, look at these pipes. They got a Geiger counter right here. It's not even going off. Go over to the pipe. I can play those newscasts. It's like, the government says it's in the aquifer. I'm a city inspector, and they say it's in the aquifer. Oh, really? When we finally forced all this out last year, it turned out the state for 20-plus years had known all about it and had been ordered by the feds, and it's going on in every other state as well, had been ordered by the feds to suppress the data. And it turns out Governor Rick Perry in the last decade has been part of suppressing it. And so they go, how do we get ahead of this? That Alex Jones, man, we ought to kill him. If you kill him, it'll give him even more attention. That guy has produced millions of hours of things. We just better discredit him. Plus, he blows up and acts crazy all the time. That guy, it doesn't matter. We'll handle it. We got ways to deal with it. What we do is we just come out and announce it's in the aquifers and we've discovered it and we're fixing it. And there's some truth to that because in some aquifers there are some natural deposits washing out of the limestone, same place we're mining the fluoride. Yeah, limestone aquifers. There is some radioactive stuff in there. But why is it going up? And why is it in the cities that fluoridate? Because it's concentrated. You're adding more to it. See, people always think, and this is my one gift, is that I'm able to full spectrum analyze a wide band of information. And then sometimes when I'm articulating something, I only show one band of it because you can't, give somebody that much data with spoken word unless you spend hour after hour going through every facet. So someone hears one spectrum. They hear me make one statement on one issue, but then they're not hearing how it then interconnects into all the other areas. So I'm good at understanding this. I'm not even so good at articulating it. But for heaven's sakes, ladies and gentlemen, it's very elementary. The bankers are imploding the country. They need to blame those that understand they're the enemy. and they're hyping and getting the public ready to stage terror attacks to blame the American people. It's very, very simple. To use this giant apparatus, they said, yeah, we're going to bankrupt everything, post-industrial world, consolidate everything, command and control. We'll have the live extension. The general public won't. We'll hide it under national security. How do we sell them on a total police state? Well, you say foreigners attacked them. You operate that. You build up the system. And then when you're ready for the next phase of implosion, when you know there's going to be a political rebellion, you then start staging events and move the narrative away from the Muslim extremists onto the anti-Federal Reserve people, onto our enemies. That's how they would say it. And they even write memos saying it. Now, I'm going to get into the economy more for the next few segments, and then I'm going to get into the frame-up of the Liberty Movement, and by extension, mainline neocons and conservatives. You're good for warmongering and other stuff, but still, your constituency overall are good people, even though they're misled, so you've got to be destroyed. The system does want to put a socialist, fake liberal tyranny in place, and they're going to set you up.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Yeah, the globalists did a bad, bad thing. A very bad thing.
They did a bad, bad thing.
And the beauty of it is things get worse. They will continue to pose as the saviors. And then they'll have Mitch McConnell come out and say the Tea Party had a victory and blame this on the Tea Party, even though the Tea Party doesn't like this and has been decrying it. The Tea Party's like, cut the spending. Now, that's not enough. You got to write off the derivatives. But still, they're going in the right direction. They don't like the Federal Reserve. They're pro-gun. Therefore, they're now saying the Tea Party did this. And that now that we're losing our credit ratings, it's all over the news today, it's because of the Tea Party demanding that we try to cut spending. That's why the dollar is in trouble. Yes, it's not the Federal Reserve. It's those stinking people that like guns and that like private property and to raise their own families. And yeah, the mainline Tea Party are a bunch of fools on average. You know, they think Al-Qaeda is real, the rest of them, but they're still good people. Just like mainline liberals are good people. They really think everybody should get something free. They think the government wants to give them free stuff because the government cares about them. No, the government wants to get a horde of people that don't know how to work for themselves that can be used as a political weapon. But again, you're all going to get front row seats to it. I understand you've got to get hurt really bad first. And let me tell you, they're test ballooning more and more. They're beta testing. They're moving right up to a whole string of staged terror attacks that they're going to blame on the Tea Party. And they're just putting the idea out. Oh, see, the vice president is right. Tea Party are terrorists. New York Times is right. They are terrorists. And I'm just sitting here watching it. Just like I'm watching an NFL game, and I can look at the clock, and it's 1 minute to halftime. And when the halftime comes up, I don't go, man, I'm a genius. They just went to halftime. And they've got a rock and roll band or Willie Nelson out there playing. Or Aerosmith. No. Oh, wow, I'm seeing Burger King commercials. Man, shocking. I mean, it's a complete rollout. They're rebranding. Okay, it's not Al-Qaeda now. It's conservatives. And they're getting ready. They're getting ready. Now, gold has absolutely exploded in price to $1,670. Above that, the Wall Street Journal. It now has gone above $1,670. Wall Street Journal. Refuge demand sends gold to record. And COMEX gold powers to another record high. Bulls now eyeing. Gold at record as debt worries. Folks, I wouldn't get up here on air and say, I think gold at 2,000 is very doable in the next year. Said that about 6 months ago because of dollar devaluation. If they announce QE3, it is going to happen. Well, here you go. And I'm sure they'll finagle and drive it back down a little bit for a while. That's a buying opportunity. But then when it retraces that, it'll go up to 2,000. That's what the laws of finance say. Ted Anderson, drug him into the studio. Obviously, I'm going to pitch gold and silver at you. You know, you can't beat these deals. But, Ted, have we not been proven right again and again and again?
Just proven right one time after another. I mean, there was a story yesterday in Bloomberg. I didn't get a chance to print them today. But they're talking about the Bank of Korea is getting out of the dollar and the euro, and they bought $1 billion worth of gold. I mean, the second world countries now are going, hey, we can't trust these mainline countries anymore, first class, first rate countries, because they're imploding.
By the way, now our media, in fact, you pulled those out of yesterday's stack. There were two mainstream articles are saying, hey, wait, the Federal Reserve has uncounted hundreds of billions, at least, in gold everywhere that they claim they owe that's really U.S. gold. Give that to us for the debt. See, people are trying to go, hey, who are these private bankers with all our gold? Who are you? We don't have inflation. We're not in a depression. Gold's a bad buy, but you're hoarding it. Stay there, Ted. Folks, I want everybody to call Midas Resources and ask for the radio specials. You are insane in the membrane if you don't get some gold and silver. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.